Homosexuals, Radical Feminists Protest Verona's Pro-Family Congress. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 28, 2019. Verona, busloads of leftist agitators are descending on the northern Italian city of Verona to protest the year's largest international pro-family event, scheduled to take place March 29 to 31. The 13th Annual World Congress of Families is predicted to be the largest in its history, and over 1,000 journalists from around the world have already been accredited to cover the event, which is conceived as a celebration of traditional marriage, the family, and the right to life from conception to natural death. Although the Congress officially begins on Friday, on Wednesday, groups of protesters were already demonstrating in Verona, and a number of counter-events have been planned for the weekend, one organized by radical feminists and another by Italy's biggest LGBT group. The feminist group Non-Unity Meno has organized a demonstration titled Verona, Transfeminist City, with speakers from international feminism such as Marta Dillon of Argentina, Eva von Rediger of Berlin's Humboldt University, and Adriana Zaharijevic from the University of Belgrade. Verona once again presents itself as a laboratory for national political experimentation, and the attack on abortion and the rights of women and LGBT subjectivity is the privileged ground on which the political right and pro-life movements have come together, event organizers have stated. Archigay, Italy's most representative pro-LGBT group, responsible for organizing gay pride marches around the country, has convoked its own protest event in Verona for Saturday. We are stunned that this container, which carries the worst homo-transphobic and misogynistic thought, is arriving in Italy, the first Western European country to host it. This is an unprecedented, frightening fact that does not bode well for the recognition of human and civil rights, said Archigay's General Secretary Gabrielle Piazzoni. Borrowing from Hillary Clinton, leftist Italian media have labeled those attending the pro-family congress a list of deplorables, calling pro-life and pro-family advocates neo-fascists and homophobes. According to Brian Brown, president of the International Organization for the Family and a key figure behind the Congress, the vehemence of the protests is an encouraging sign for the pro-family and pro-life movements around the world. There is so much resistance because the tide is starting to turn, Mr. Brown told Breitbart News. After decades of being told that the family was archaic or a hindrance to progress, more and more people are realizing that the breakdown of the family has been an unmitigated disaster. Around the world, even in the heart of Europe, there is a growing movement to protect and support the family. That's why we call this year's World Congress of Families Wind of Change, Brown said. The beginnings of a major change in direction are starting. It's up to us to help that movement grow. Follow Thomas D. Williams on Twitter. Follow @WilliamsRome.